It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into an exciting and transformative question. How can I explore and integrate new spiritual or philosophical perspectives that align with my evolving beliefs? For many of us, deconstruction isn't just about tearing down old beliefs. It's also about rebuilding, seeking, and discovering ideas that feel authentic and meaningful. But how do we navigate this exploration without falling into the trap of dogma or rushing into something that doesn't truly resonate? Let's explore this step by step. Firstly, approach exploration with curiosity and openness. When we leave a faith tradition, it's easy to approach new ideas with skepticism or even fear. But what if we reframed this exploration as a journey of curiosity? Mindfulness invites us to approach the unknown with an open mind. Instead of asking, is this the right answer, try asking, what can I learn from this? For example, if you're curious about Buddhism, explore teachings on mindfulness or compassion. If Stoicism resonates, practice its principles of self-control and acceptance. If you're drawn to existentialism, ponder its questions about freedom and meaning. The key is to explore without pressure to adopt anything immediately. Number two, use your values as a compass. As you explore new perspectives, your values can serve as your guide. Ask yourself, does this philosophy align with the principles I hold dear? How does it resonate with my experiences and aspirations? For instance, if compassion is a core value, you might resonate with practices like loving kindness meditation from Buddhism or the ethical focus of humanism. Mindfulness can help you stay connected to your values as you evaluate new ideas. Number three, experiment with practices. Philosophies and spiritual systems often come with practices that help you embody their principles. Instead of simply reading about a new perspective, try engaging with it experientially. Practice meditation if you're exploring Eastern philosophies. Reflect daily on what's within your control if Stoicism appeals to you. Journal about your personal responsibility and freedom if existentialism resonates. Mindfulness encourages us to experience rather than intellectualize. Let practices show you whether an idea feels authentic in your life. Number four, seek out diverse voices. One of the most enriching aspects of exploring new perspectives is encountering diverse voices and viewpoints. Expand your exploration by reading books, listening to podcasts, or attending events from different traditions and thinkers. Some resources to consider are books like The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama or Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Podcasts like The One You Feed or Philosophize This. Communities that discuss philosophy or spirituality, such as local meetups or online groups. This diversity allows you to build a nuanced understanding of various perspectives. Number five, give yourself time to reflect. Deconstruction and rebuilding are not linear processes. It's okay to try something, step back, and reassess. Use mindfulness to create space for reflection. Ask yourself, what ideas or practices resonate most deeply with me? What feels authentic to my lived experience? Remember, you don't need to build your entire framework overnight. Let it evolve naturally. Number six, embrace the concept of both and. One of the most liberating realizations in this process is that you don't have to choose one perspective exclusively. You can draw from multiple traditions, philosophies, or spiritual systems to create a worldview that feels whole to you. For example, you might adopt mindfulness from Buddhism, integrate ethical principles from Stoicism, embrace awe and wonder from a secular perspective. Mindfulness encourages us to hold space for complexity and contradiction, allowing us to integrate ideas without forcing them into rigid categories. Number seven, I encourage you to watch out for red flags. As you explore, be mindful of systems or teachings that feel dogmatic or controlling. Ask yourself, does this perspective encourage autonomy and self-reflection? Is it open to questions and doubts? Does it align with your personal values? If something feels restrictive or fear-based, it's okay to step away. Your journey is yours, and you deserve to feel empowered in it. During my own deconstruction, I found myself drawn to Buddhist teachings on mindfulness and compassion. At first, I worried I was simply replacing one set of doctrines with another. But over time, I realized I didn't have to adopt Buddhism wholesale. I could integrate its practices into my life while still holding space for other perspectives. This approach allowed me to build a framework that felt expansive and true to who I was becoming. If this is what you'd like to work on today, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to explore new perspectives with curiosity and openness even more? For more on daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of It's Now Again. Exploring and integrating new spiritual or philosophical perspectives is a journey of discovery and growth. By approaching this process with mindfulness, curiosity, and self-compassion, you can create a worldview that feels authentic and meaningful. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.